Live from the GPB newsroom, good Friday, I'm Ricky Bevington. Business mogul and CNN founder Ted Turner was honored today in Atlanta. GPB's Ross Terrell was there.
We raise our glasses to you, Ted, the original maverick, pioneer of the media industry, champion of the environment, a true legend to Ted.
CNN's Wolf Blitzer led hundreds of colleagues and some of Turner's friends and family in a toast on the lawn at Warner Media's Techwood campus, which is now named in Turner's honor. The CNN founder spoke briefly at the ceremony.
Never have I lived through something exactly like this, and I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart. Those of you that are with CNN now, carry it on.
A needs-based scholarship for students in the University of Georgia's Grady School of Journalism is also being established in Turner's name, as well as an internship solely for UGA students. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
A Georgia pastor trying to open a shelter for unaccompanied migrant children in federal custody is getting pushback. Stone Mountain pastor Michael Bryant got zoning board approval to use a former drug treatment center in Marietta to house up to 50 children, but critics of the proposal say separating children from their caregivers is morally offensive. City Council is set to vote whether to approve the pastor's request next week. The University of Georgia Bulldogs take on the LSU Tigers tomorrow in the SEC Championship. The winner will secure a spot in the college football playoffs. IJ Rosenberg with Score ATL says it's going to be a high-scoring affair.
It's not going to be a 14, 10, whatever. It's going to be a big score, and Georgia's going to have to be able to put the ball in the end zone to beat LSU.
This is the third straight year UGA will make an appearance in the championship game. It'll be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.